Well, welcome back, friends, to the Hypocrites and Hypochondriacs podcast, second season, entitled Passion Fruit, where we are allowing our why to produce a passion that bears fruit. I'm your host, Antia Evelina, and I am excited about today's journey. Well, thank you everyone for tuning back into the Hypocrites and Hypochondriacs podcast. I pray that you are having a peaceful time. Sometimes we can let the unrest and the negativity of the world get on the inside of us. And so we have to really control what we allow ourselves to see and to hear. And exposing ourselves to social media constantly is not always a positive. I know that you stay informed, but there's some images that you just cannot get out of your head. And see, I believe that God gave us an ability to dream and to imagine so that we can wake up and do it. But if we inundate ourselves with negativity, all we will imagine and dream of is those negative things. And so in this world, we have to be producers of positivity and not reproducers of negativity. That'll preach. Amen. Well, this week we have celebrated Labor Day, and Labor Day is one of those holidays that is set aside to acknowledge and to celebrate those who work in our workforce. It also is a holiday that really marks the end of the summer and the beginning of fall. But it got me to thinking about my early days of working, my very first job. And it also got me to thinking about my very first volunteer assignment, because to volunteer is to work, and it's to work without compensation. But the reward is not in money, but is in so much more. You can measure your volunteering impact by the lives that are changed because of the work that you do. And so in this episode, I want to talk about my new journey and how my road that I'm on now all started with my servitude and my willingness to volunteer for a cause that was not my own. Well, those of you who know me and those who are subscribers of this podcast know that in February of 2020, I resigned from my job. I went home to run the business along with my husband and to start this podcast. Well, my journey began years before when I was a volunteer for an organization that was called the Zion Project. Through the Zion Project, I got to meet some champions for the cause, Mindy and Lindsay. Through my relationship with Mindy and Lindsay, I got to meet Sarah of Willow Bend Farms, Rachel of Elm, and Tess Brandon of Seventh Well. And I did not know it at the time, but my relationships with these ladies would come full circle, because as I began to volunteer with the Zion Project, my servitude was noticed, and it led to employment at a school of ministry where I was admissions coordinator. And from there, it led to employment for my church where I was an administrative assistant and ultimately an executive administrative assistant, which led me to opening the Together Cafe, which is a give back cafe to those very organizations that I mentioned earlier. Well, I ran the cafe for a year and a half, and then I resigned from my positions and I went home to start this podcast. The podcast is really about being everything that you were created to be, but it originates with knowing who you are first. And once you know who you are and what you have been equipped with since you were born, you can truly walk those things out in your life. And so I focused on being for the last 5 months. I focused on getting back to center and being. One thing I'll always do in my life is volunteer, because I believe in volunteering. I believe in contributing to a cause that's not my own, but I also believe in running a race to the least of these. The least of these is not based off of worth, but sometimes it's based off of stature or how people view people, because some jobs are dirty jobs. Some jobs people don't want to be bothered with. But there are so many champions. There's so many warriors that are behind the scenes championing a cause. And when I say I champion a cause that's not my own, it transitioned to be my own. Because what I've learned how to do is to steward what's not mine very well. And I believe that I am a vision architect. I believe that I can pick up a vision of somebody's and run with it and evolve it and grow it and expand it. And so in this season, when we celebrate the workforce and we celebrate labor, I think about even just being a mom and labor pains. It's not always easy, but to bring forth new life is such a powerful thing. It's such an amazing opportunity, but it is hard. It's hard work. And when you talk about the workforce, work is hard. Work is not associated with something that is easy. And oftentimes people don't want to work for something for free. But as I mentioned in my intro, that when you work for a cause, the impact that it makes, it changes lives for the better. It saves lives. And so I encourage you to be a volunteer, to look for an organization in your community where you can work to advance the cause. So fast forward now, I am going to come and work alongside Tess Brandon and her team of Seventh Well to launch Search, which is a drop-in center. It's the very first drop-in center in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and the very first drop-in center in Tennessee as a whole for survivors of human trafficking and those who are sexually exploited. This center is going to provide a resource in a community where women can come and get toiletries, they can come and get clothing and food, and they can come and rest and have therapy and someone to talk to. They can have a place to come where there's people they can count on, where they can have a shoulder that can lean on, where we can be a support to them. And this is only the beginning, but my job is to be the coordinator for the drop-in center, and I will steward this home very well, and I'll cultivate an environment where all is welcome. And I'm so excited to announce that this is what I'm going to do. This is a part of my journey, and it's a part of me being. It's an extension of who I am as Antea. God has gifted me with talents and gifts that I am able to use. And so when I look back over my life and I look at just the different projects and opportunities that I had to contribute to different causes, I'm proud. I'm proud of the work that I did. I'm proud of the Together Cafe and the team there who still partner with Tess and Sarah and Rachel and other organizations that are local and abroad to champion the cause of helping end injustice. And I'm proud to be associated with the cafe. I'm proud to know Mindy and Lindsay and Sarah and Rachel and Tess. I'm proud to be a part of such a great group of individuals who are doing the work. And I always admire people who are doing the work, that are rolling up their sleeves and are in the trenches for the betterment of other people. So I'm excited to say that next week we will have Tess on, because remember, in this Passion Fruit season of the Hypocrites and Hypochondriacs podcast, we're talking about allowing your why to produce a passion that bears fruit. And so ironically enough, Tess is one of those people who have allowed her why to produce a passion that is bearing much fruit. And she just so happens to be my new boss. So I hope that you will tune in next week to hear from Tess Brandon of Seventh Well and hear more about Search and all the work that her organization is doing. Now, until next time, volunteer.